If your birth certificate says you're a girl, the law should treat you as a girl, right? Well, that is the law in Texas, where the newly crowned 110-pound state champion in girls wrestling is undergoing chemical sex change therapy. I'm Scott Ott with Bill Whittle and Stephen Green, and this episode of Right Angle comes to you from the members at BillWhittle.com. Men, if indeed that is what you are, the 17-year-old grappler from a nearby Dallas suburb carried a 52-0 record into the state championships and beat the other finalist, a girl named Chelsea, by a score of 12-2. Now, many think that the sex-morphing youth champion had an unfair advantage thanks to testosterone treatments. Parents of a female teammate actually filed suit to block her participation, saying the student poses a danger to other wrestlers. Her own parents even sought to have her wrestle on the boys' team. However, under state law, once a girl, always a girl. You'd think that testosterone shots would keep any wrestler off the mat, but the Interscholastic Sports Governing Body in Texas makes an exception for the use of banned substances if, and I quote, prescribed by a medical practitioner for a valid medical purpose, end quote. Now, Stephen Green, the wrestler and the parents and the school and the league all followed the law. As a result, a student hopped up on testosterone, won the girls' state wrestling championship. Everything okay with you?
No, the first part I actually have to laugh at. I'm going back to Monty Python's Life of Brian and that great sketch about the cross-dresser who wants his right to have a baby recognized. And
it's classic.
It's just a great bit, but I swear, if you live long enough, every Monty Python bit becomes reality.
Exactly.
We've just got, you know, I don't care if you're male, female, gender fluid, cis, that, or whatever, we have just got absurdity baked into our genetic code, every single one of us. So it's really just a matter of time. But let's flip this around. Let's forget about all the gender identity politics. I really hate that word gender. It's a wussy mm-hmm. word. It's sex. You're male or female. Let's leave all the controversy aside. Let's not think about the bathrooms or who should be wrestling whom or any of that stuff. Let's just say there's a male football player. Let's say he's a quarterback, and he's got an amazing record. He's got an amazing arm. He just fires that thing off like a bullet down to the end zone almost every time, and just boom, right there, perfect passes. And he takes his team to state, and you know what a big deal that is in Texas. But then it turns out he's been taking testosterone. He's been juicing. What happens to this kid? Well, he's banned from the sport. The college recruiters stop looking at him, and his name becomes a shameful thing at his school. Not the guy that took him to state. He's the guy who cheated. Well, I'm sorry, but this girl is taking performance-enhancing drugs. I don't care what the reason is, but she is on performance-enhancing drugs and should not be allowed to play this sport.
Well, Bill Whittle, you know, conservatives pass laws mandating identification according to sex at birth to prevent gender confusion and to cling to traditional values. What went wrong, and how can we fix it?
I don't know if we can fix this one, Scotty. This is a case where, and we've talked about this before, where my willingness to tolerate anybody else's lifestyle because it just doesn't affect me, it's no skin off of my nose, yeah. when that runs into biological reality and they're insisting on pressing the point, then we have to stop being nice and saying, of course, if he wants to be considered, if he wants to call himself a boy, looks like a boy, fine, it doesn't matter to me. However, if he wants to wrestle and he's not allowed to wrestle in the boys category because he's taking performance-enhancing drugs and he's forced to wrestle in the girls category, he's going to win every match. He's going to win them all. And as long as he wrestles against women, he's going to win all of those matches too. He's going to go 200-0 instead of 52-0. That's not fair. And the reason it's not fair is because even though he was born a girl and he's wrestling other girls, and I'm just going to give him the courtesy of the pronoun. I just, like I say, it's no skin off my mouth.
You're sweet.
Thank you. It does give that person a completely unfair advantage. If anybody's ever seen these female bodybuilders, you realize that they're taking so much testosterone that their faces change. Yeah. All kinds of horrible things happen to them, but their faces get very angular and very muscular. They look much more like men than women. So it's not fair to the girls that he's wrestling against. I would be much more comfortable with this if he was wrestling in the boys' category, because I think if he was wrestling against boys, I think he would be doing nothing like 52-0. But then again, it's like, okay, so does the extra testosterone make up for the fact that he was born a female or what? You know, it's just the kind of thing where I'm sorry, you probably can't have your cake and eat it too on this one. I wanted to be an astronaut. My eyesight wasn't good enough for, you know, so there it is. This, you know, I'm not going to make them change their standards because I didn't get there. And I think there's a pretty big dark horizon looming if we decide to continue down this road. Because if this is true, if this maintains our standard as far as policy, there will be no more biological women in professional sports or in the Olympics, for that matter. If transgendered women who are allowed to take male testosterone are allowed to compete in sports against women, there will not be any more biological women. And this is one thing that must be driving the left absolutely nuts, because it is, in fact, the biological reality that men are stronger than women, they're faster than women, and there's nothing you can do about that. So this is going to get me in a lot of trouble. The only reason we have women's events at the Olympics is because if we didn't, there wouldn't be any women at the Olympics. You might see them in things like shooting, and you might see them in skill type things, but you would not see them. There wouldn't be a single woman in the 100-yard dash. There wouldn't be a single woman in the pole vault. There wouldn't be a single woman there at all. And this is where we're talking about blurring this line now that's been steady for quite a long time.
Oh, women's beach volleyball would be exactly the same, Bill. Exactly the same.
I know you're joking, but if you put the best women's beach volleyball team up against the best men's beach volleyball team, it's going to be a massacre.
Yeah, the men would win in every way except ratings.
That's right.
Well said.
And with the way the country's going, that's probably just a matter of time, too.
Yeah. Well, while some people may rage against the depravity of a society that can't even agree on whether a girl is a girl, I'm more concerned with the mental and emotional health of children brought up in a land without parents. I don't mean there aren't two married adults living in the home with the child. I mean that in a parent's eagerness to offer a good and normal life to his child, we've become indulgent. Afraid to brand a child as mentally ill, we instead bless the delusion and foster it. The parent, responsible to lead the child, becomes the follower, to the detriment of both and of society at large. Our indulgence and enabling become so extreme that a girl's body is shot full of male hormones in a futile attempt to alter reality to match the delusion. And while there are physical birth defects that produce reproductive organ anomalies, this is quite rare. The DNA doesn't lie. In all but about 5 cases in 100,000, you're either XX, homogametic female, or XY, heterogametic male. Even those hobbled with the exceedingly rare XX male syndrome are not feminine, but typical boys and men. But these physically afflicted ones are not the people for whom transgender activists fight to gain special rights. We think that our scientists and doctors are making great advances in medicine, and they are. But our society stumbles forward with little, if any, advancement in wisdom, discernment, and true compassion for the mentally ill. By normalizing and blessing the delusion of the young wrestler, steeped in performance-enhancing hormones, instead of treating her pathology, we leave other girls flat on their backs. We tell all children an obvious lie, and we refuse to grapple with the real challenges of providing her with the compassionate care that she so desperately needs. For Bill Whittle, Stephen Green, and the Right Angle team, I'm Scott Ott. Thank you to the members at BillWhittle.com for making this possible.